Usually the sermons are 8 pages, and because I knew this morning that there was a lot going on, I multiplied that to a 16-pager. So get comfortable for a little while. Your word, Lord, is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. And we thank you that in this moment we can stand before you and we open this word. But more than that, you take these words, Lord, and you put them in our lives through your Holy Spirit, and then you guide us and you teach us to live the way that you want us to live. So thank you for speaking to us in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 23 is our reading for today, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man, and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." I wonder, on that night when Jesus was born, if Joseph maybe in that moment prayed and asked and said, "Lord, this is all a little strange and a little bizarre. And that angel that you sent, now might be a good time to send another one of those, just for a little bit of company. And if you couldn't send an angel, maybe a few shepherds would be okay too." Perhaps he did. Perhaps he didn't. But here's the thing. I think most of us probably have prayed a little prayer like that. Because you've stood where Joseph stood, on that edge where you are challenged between what God said and what felt like it didn't make sense. You've done what Joseph did, where you've did what God asked you to do, but as you were doing that, wondering, did I really hear God's voice or wasn't it God's voice? You've looked up into the sky and found yourself looking into the darkness of doubt. You've asked like Joseph asked, "Is this the right path? Should I go left? Should I go right? Is this really God's plan for my life? Because things might just not have worked the way that you expected them to." We've all been there, looking for that little bit of light in those dark moments. Maybe not in a stable, perhaps in an ER, sitting next to the bed of a loved one. Maybe standing on the green grass of a cemetery next to an open grave. Or maybe in the ruins of a broken relationship, trying to pick up the pieces, looking for answers, questioning God's plan, wondering why God was doing what God did. So here's the thing. We've all asked those questions. We've all been in that place just like Joseph. What I'd like to do this morning is I'd like to challenge you. not just to ask, but also to do what Joseph did. What did Joseph do? He obeyed. He obeyed when the angel visited. He obeyed when Mary tried to explain. He obeyed when God sent. He didn't just obey when the sky was blue and the sun was shining and there was no snow and freezing rain. He obeyed when it was dark and when he had no clue what was going on and everything made no sense. And he obeyed. He didn't let his confusion overwhelm his obedience. Sometimes that's where we fail. We get confused and we forget that I need to just walk. And that's why Joseph didn't see everything. Joseph didn't know everything. But Joseph did what he knew. And he knew that I should obey God. So he closed up that shop. He put that really pregnant woman on the donkey. And he took her all the way to Bethlehem. And when God said, now it's time to put that woman and that little baby on a donkey again and go off to Egypt, Joseph obeyed again, even though it made no sense. Why? Why did he do that? Because God told him to. And Joseph was a man who walked with the Lord. Joseph was a man who knew the Lord. And Joseph knew that even sometimes when things don't make sense, I can hold on to my faith. And I can obey God. And in God's time, and in God's place, and in God's way, God will show me His plan. Will you please hear that? Because sometimes we start with that little prayer. Lord, it seems a little bizarre. And it does. But he knows. And all he asks is my obedience. Will we do that? Will you do that? Will you allow him to take you places where you've never been and where you're wandering? Just hold his hand. Because like Joseph, we don't always know the answers. We don't always see beyond today. We don't even know about tomorrow. But because Joseph obeyed and because Joseph listened, what happened? This world was changed. This world was touched. People's lives were changed. Do you think God can still do that? Do you think God can still use you, use me, in our little brokenness as we are? With our sometimes, Lord, I don't get it prayers. Because here's the thing. God is still looking for Josephs right up to this day. Men, women, children, young people, teenagers who are prepared to say, Lord, I don't get it. Lord, it makes no sense. But I am going to trust you and I'm going to obey you and I'm going to walk with you. Because hear this, my friends, if we are prepared to do that, if we are prepared to obey God and take God's hands, you don't know the things that you can do for the Lord. You don't know the lives that can be changed because you are obedient to the Lord. Because that's why He placed us on this earth. To be His instruments of change and of light and of love and of showing who God is in this world. And all He asks is a little obedience. Yes, Lord, I don't get it. I don't have the answers. But I'm okay. I'm going to walk. And I'm going to trust you. Will you be that person? Will you be that one who allows the Lord to send you wherever that might be? Even if it's, and this wasn't written in the sermon, but even if it's Kabulko for a year or two, because that was all he needed. You thought you were going to go settle there for a long time. Wasn't his plan. His plan was to take you in, to change lives, and to connect Central, to be obedient, to help those people, even if it's just helping them raise their chickens so they can eat and they can have eggs and they can sell a few eggs and make a few pennies to take care of their families. That's what's called obedience. And God can change people's lives. Alejandro thought he was going to be their pastor and he's going to lead them. And God said, go, brother, but I got a good plan. That's what you're going to do. And then I'm going to bring you back again. All he asks is a little Joseph moment. I don't get it. I said to them, do you know what you're doing? And he said, I have to go. God said, I have to go. There's an example. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But there's an example of saying yes, not knowing what God was going to do and how God was going to care. But God did. So can I ask the question again? Will you be that person? Walking in obedience. Even when God doesn't make sense. Dobson wrote a book, Holding On to Your Faith, Even When God Doesn't Make Sense, talking about how sometimes we have these struggles. Sometimes we don't understand this, but where we just hold on to God and see God's plan unfold in our lives. Joseph didn't have all the answers. But God answered one really big question for Joseph. When Joseph took on this responsibility of becoming the father of the child of God, the one question that was there was, will you be with me through all of this? In that moment, Joseph looked down into that manger and saw that little baby's face and heard that little baby cry. He knew the answer. I will always be there. Through everything, I'm going to take care of you. And in those days when we walk and we question and we struggle and we wonder, it's time for us to look into that little baby's face. Not just in Advent, not just on Christmas, every day. Look into that face. And when you look into that face, hear God say, I love you. I've taken your name and I've written your name in the palm of my hand, and it's written in the book of life. You're mine. And can I just say this again? People are so afraid that one day you're going to come there and God's going to have all these books written full of all the jazz that you did. It's done. Doesn't exist. There's one little book. Go read Revelation. One little book. And what's written in that little book? Just your name. Why? Because that little baby that was born became the Son of God that died on the cross. And when he died on that cross, he wiped out all of our sin and nonsense and jazz and call it whatever you want to call it. And he wiped it away and clean. And then he said, I am with you every day of your life, through the messes, through the joys, through the good things, through the bad things. But the one thing that will change, I will never leave you, because your name is written. And one day before, when you stand before me, I'm going to take that book and say, oh yeah, there you are. Hello, Aubrey. How are you? I will never leave you. Because when that little baby was born and Joseph looked in his eye, what do you think he remembered? The words of the prophet. And a little boy will be born and they will call him Emmanuel. God with us. Today, tomorrow, every day of your life, forever. Lord, it's a little bizarre and strange. Will you be there? Asked and answered, Emmanuel. Amen. How amazing are you, Lord, that you are prepared to use us just as we are even with our questions and our struggles, and sometimes kind of not really wanting to do what you ask. And yet, you continue to walk with us and you use us. We asked ourselves, will you be that person? Help us then to hear you, Lord, and to obey and to be that person. That Joseph that will obey and that will walk. Thank you, Emmanuel. God with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.